Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let the sound of worship be released from your lips tonight. Come on, raise it now. Oh, that's good, y'all. Raise it with it. Devotion.
Up inside.
Seek the living amongst the dead. You know, why would you come? He said, he has risen, you know. I believe in our day coming, we all going to rise one day. And when we do, it won't be just because we did everything right. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's because of someone who hung on Calvary, who stretched his arm out and died with obedience. You know, he could have stopped it, brethren, but he kept on going for you and I.
Yes.
So what I'm saying this morning, that we want to be encouraged one another. You know, it might not be your day today. You wake up in the morning and see everybody you love. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You call everybody you love. Can't say that right now. There's some people, as we speak, it's transitioning as we talk right now. You know, them come up and say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But there's some people is really, really is calling on the Lord right now and thanking the Lord for what he has inspired in their life. So I just want to tell you, see, those devils, what he meant for evil, God turned around for good. You know, because I still want to expound on that. Our babies going to, see, in Texas, most of the public schools are open up right now. They open it up to the children to come in. This is the first day a lot of them going to school. And I put it away in the district I live in, you know. And I just thank God for what he's doing for them babies that start out in the day. You know what I'm talking about? Some start out the first day ever going to school. And some start out the first school they ever, they haven't even attended this school, but it'd be the first school they attended and switching. Maybe they moved, or maybe they got in another district, and they been moved to another, whole other school, and they starting out finding new friends, you know. You know, there's a lot of things around our kids when you go into these schools, whether they're charter schools, whether they're in public school, whether they're just going by, even going to college, you know what I'm talking about? We want to lift them up this morning. I just want to lift up our babies this morning, and I got a passage I want to read when we get there. You know, because I want us to understand we got to keep our babies lifted up. We got to pray for our children, let them know that God is in them. I mean, when we train them up, when we teach them, now it's going to be used. You know, what I'm talking about? They might have to get around some people and say no. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It might have to be around some people, and we have to stand up and say, no, I don't do that. I don't say that. I don't do that, you know. Maybe they might have to be the peculiar child, you know, a strange person. And they look at it and say, something wrong with you. That ain't childlike, you know. You're supposed to be bad sometimes. Let them know that they've been trained right. Let somebody that loved them and told them what to do and not to do. But we know. It's been around long enough, they're going to have some experience. They're going to have some experience.
Yeah.
Mother can't be there. Father can't be there. Popo can't be there. Granny can't be there. Uncle can't be there. Can I keep going? They're going to have to tell them. They're going to remember what they've been taught. So all we can do is give it to the Lord, you know, and be prayerful that wherever God allowed them to, you know, experience that they keep the teaching that we gave them, you know. And I just believe in it. I really trust in it. Even if they do a little thing wrong, because some of us, we've been taught well, we still did something wrong. Help me, Holy Spirit. So they look at you, boy, I taught you everything, you know, and you still did this, and you still did that. You know, I thank God for how he does that, because you know what? It breaks up back in me and keeps us humble, man. You know, some of us been in church long enough, we sometimes got to bring us back to be humble, Reverend. You know, tell me you have something for me, so I pray.
Oh, man, just thank you, God, that he allowed us to meet again. I count it as a privilege, even as a blessing, man, to just be on this side of walking with God. You know, so many don't think it's a blessing or a privilege. Or they just look over it, you know, that God, how he communicates with us, how he keeps us, how he covers us, you know. And, and as you talked about, you know, our children, you know, going back to school, and I'm glad you said that, because there's so much out there, and those that would resist because of their upbringing, we thank God for that. You know, we thank God for that. I never want to take it for granted. You know, that we can easily talk about the bad, or we can easily talk about the lost generation, but you know, what are we doing to help them? Are we praying for them? Are we encouraging, you know, are we encouraging, you know, those that are strong to stay strong and those that are out the way to with love, bring them back into the way. So I just want to thank God for that. Praise God.
Praise God. And you know, it's really three things. One, Brother Mike, I know we don't hardly hear him sometimes, but he sent me a little message the other day. Our children, then we did get another blessing when one of the guys that listened to us, you know, he wanted to be a blessing to the ministry, man. He just called me. He messaged me on, I guess I'll call this Facebook, right? He messaged me on the, sent something out, and he wanted to do something for the ministry, you know. In the name of Jesus.
Thanks,
he wanted to do something for the ministry. He said he said, Reverend Brown, I wanted to do something for God's plan. It has helped me become closer to God. And you all have gave me a better understanding of the Bible and the right way to live. You know, and he said he wanted to do something. You know, we don't ever sit up here and solicit nothing. You know what I'm talking about? But what
That's
we do
right.
solicit
That's
is prayers.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? We ask always to send in prayer. I've learned something, Reverend Parker, to contest with this. We don't never ask, we ain't never, you know, if it's in your heart to do something, it is in your heart. We learned that never rob no one's blessing, you know what I'm talking about, if they want to do something for the Lord, you know what I'm talking about. And I just imagine what this brother said. See, when the word is taught, right, when the word is preached, you don't have to convict nobody to do nothing for the Lord. The Holy Spirit will.
Right.
If that person have the Holy Spirit in them, the conviction to have them to give, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. The conviction
right.
to have them to thank you, and the conviction mm-hmm. to have you say, I was glad. You see what I'm talking about? When they said, let's go to the house of the Lord. This brother,
mm-hmm.
you know, I ain't said nothing to him. And we just been on here every day. We ain't calling ourselves no doctors, no lawyers, or nothing like that, you know.
Right.
We ain't saying we got 900 degrees. We might have went around where God has really opened up the word and put it in our heart. But what happened is when God comes in and bless someone's heart, it's hard for them to be still. He said I want to bless the ministry, you know what I'm talking about? And I want to tell you this here. Just him alone wanted to say he wanted to do, you know, God had moved in his life. You know, so I want to tell
mm-hmm.
him, thank him for that love offering that he gave us, you know what I'm talking about? Because it ain't just for certain one. It goes straight to the ministry, you know what I'm talking about? And we thank God for that.
Yeah.
What he said he's been learning and what helped him be a better Christian. That's what the journey is about, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
we
yes.
believe if one soul, we believe that in the book. It's in the book, too. If one soul come to Christ, all the angels in heaven rejoice. But one thing this
mm-hmm.
brother did, he went a little farther, Reverend. He went a little
mm-hmm.
farther most. I'm talking about he went farther than sons, and, you know, I'm just going to put it like this here. Know to do better, they don't do better. You know what I'm saying, Reverend?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it twists his arm, and, you know, I'm talking about, man, I just want to do it now. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And I couldn't do but just say, brother, this dust and dust, you know. But I tell you this here, though. But for God be the glory for the good things
that's
he had. Right. I've learned a long time ago, and I believe in another ministry. I've been sitting up for over 19 years. God going to bless the church. And you can sit back and say all you want to. God going to bless the church. You can walk around, talk all you want to. God going to bless the church. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to give a damn. God going to bless the church. And then he does it in
mm-hmm.
Jesus, though, Doc. That's what I love about it.
Yes, he does.
He does it in
yeah.
Jesus. You don't have to even tell nobody something. God knows what it means. Oh, help me.
You're right.
He knows
right.
what it means. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for what you have bestowed upon us, Father God, the things we do know and we don't know, Lord. We know, Father God, it was you, Lord, who came down and touched this morning, Lord. Ripper, look, Lord, Ripper. Came down.
That may be me.
Name of Jesus. Came down and touched us, Lord. Touched us and allowed us to see this day, Lord. Because if it had not been for you, Lord, who was on our side, Lord, who moved in our life, Lord, that we didn't know how to move, Lord. Lord, I'm the one that want to be gifted this morning, Lord. I know often I say thank you for another day, Lord, but I know soon, Lord, when I get to see your face, Lord, I'm gonna look at you and say, Lord, I know I held on this little earth a little while longer than I thought I was gonna hold on. But it was you, Lord. It wasn't because I drove. It wasn't because I lived. It wasn't because of what I ate, Lord. It was your grace and mercy, Lord. And we thank you for this day that you allow us to see, Lord. Lord, we just ask for anything come up, Lord. If any hindrance come, Lord. Anything trying to hinder the ministry, Lord. We just bow it in the evils. In the name of Jesus, let that spirit go back where it come from, the pity come from, Lord. Yeah. Lord, maybe some have something in mind at all, Father God. If it's not of you, Lord, we ask to remove it in the name of Jesus, Lord. We have a place, yeah, Lord, that you can speak your heart. We have a place, Lord, that is open for anyone to be able to speak the love of God, Lord. We thank you for that, brother, Lord. But you went through his heart, Lord. And you searched his heart, Lord. And he wanted to bless the ministry, Lord. So whatever he gave, Lord, we ask you, Father, give him back tenfold and hundredfold, Lord. Lord, bless him in a way that, Father God, that he wanted to help the ministry. But let his word that he been taught, Lord, that he spread the gospel, Lord. That he touched someone's heart, Lord. And that man asked, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Lord, let it be that what he's been taught, Lord, that he can carefully give it to him, Lord. If not, let him be. Maybe to come over here and we'll help him with it, Lord. Whatever it takes to make the kingdom get bigger, Lord, I'll let the spirit of your move across this whole nation, Lord. Touch the people, Lord, that we come with a humble spirit, Lord. Move people with thoughts not of you, Lord. Number, but lifting up your name, Lord. We come with unity, Lord. We come with one accord, Lord. And we come with love, Lord. Nothing by self-gratification, but lifting you up, Lord, always, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. Lord, let nothing touch this ministry to destroy it, Lord. Remove any person or any spirit to try to tear it down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That always lift you. Not just this ministry, Lord, but all ministry in your name, Lord. Who lifts up your name and call on your son, Jesus Christ. Lord, let it be to touch someone's heart today, Lord. Maybe a kind word, Lord. Maybe one of the songs, Lord. Maybe that just might be a smile, Lord. Let it be, Father God, to your children, Lord, as we kingdom build this we call kingdom building. Well, we love you, Lord. Lord, thank you for the preach word we're about to be taught and preached, Lord. Let nothing interfere with it, Lord, so someone can hear it. Let it be plain enough so someone can put it in their heart, Lord. And, Lord, bless our children, Lord. Bless our children, Lord, as they go to school, Lord. Maybe they already started, but let them want to start it and want to about to start today, Lord. Let the Holy Spirit build them kids, Lord. Guide them and cover them. Give it to some of the parents. Might be the first day their babies went out, Lord. Lord, give them strength. Let them know that you put it in them and they be able to understand that you the one taught them, Lord, through the parents, Lord. And let them make wise decisions, Lord. That when they go through their life, Lord. Know that they still be babies, Lord. They still can have a little brook and bruise, Lord. But we there to keep them in your arms, Lord, and keep them babies, Lord, so they can learn today, Lord. Moving the distraction, Lord, anything in the school that hinders them from learning, Lord, we ask you to remove that stomach block there so they can hear, so they can understand what they need to learn, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for our children, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Now, do you have something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry about the noise a while ago, but good morning, everyone. Bro, Aaron, can you hear me?
Come on. I hear you real good, bro.
I know sometimes during Sunday school, we be on the same Sunday school lesson in your church and my church, but I need some more explanation on this past weekend about the 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And the 12 mm-hmm. gates, and why mm-hmm. 12 mentioned so much in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you had 12 disciples, you had 12 tribes, the 12 gates.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about that for a little bit. And the teacher, Sunday school teacher, told us, you see 12 a lot in the Bible. I want you explain me or tell me so I can get some understanding about this 12. Can you enlighten me on some stuff?
The Bible deals with that.
I'm in a bad area, but if you can hear me. Yeah, he's talking about the 12 gates of the city and the children of Israel and the 12, you had 12 disciples, you had 12, what was the 12 tribes? I can't even think of it, but you know what I'm talking about, bro. I just want a little more clarification.
When God was, he was dealing with John at this time, right? And God was showing John a vision, right? And God was showing with this vision, God was showing John because it was he was one of the last disciples at this time, right? So God was getting him something to write, right? This was the last book of the whole Bible, right? So he was getting him something to write to let us know what's going to happen when the end time comes, you know, how this new Jerusalem is going to come down. And this old New Jerusalem is going to pass away, right? But he's talking about when this one come down, he started explaining what it was going to look like. You know what I'm talking about? Emphasis is not only it did the 12. Emphasis is when how it's going to be up here. You know what I'm talking about? And what the foundation of the 12 is talking about the apostles. See, the apostles went out and set the what we call kingdom builder. If I can explain it like that,
can you stop right there for a minute? Is the apostle the same as the disciples? That's why I was
That's who it is.
Okay.
The 12 disciples. You know, each gate was the name of them. You know, when you look at it, you got the 12 tribes of Israel, right? And you got the 12 12 apostles, right? And that's what he called this is going to be the new city, right? This is what he was talking about when he was talking about them right there. In saying that, also I want you to understand, this don't only get hooked up on the 12, get hooked up on what John was seeing, right? You know?
The streets of gold, and it's furlong long, and if you look up there, I was just trying to get to it because I said apostles and disciples, I wanted they the same one. Because he did say that John was the only one that died of natural causes too.
I want you to understand what John was trying to explain, right? Right? Because the people he had to leave something recorded, right? When John was writing this letter, right, and he's putting this book together, there was something no one have never experienced. You know what I'm talking about? And so when he was writing it, God told him it is the truth. Write it. You know what I'm talking about? So when John was writing, he had never seen it, but I can imagine him writing this and seeing it at the same time. Right, so when he was seeing this, he was one of the apostles. You know what I'm saying? He's the one who writing himself about. You know what I'm talking about? So when he was writing about the gates, his name was on one of the gates. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So when he's seeing it, it's just like a, you know, that's how most people, you go with some of the old churches. Now watch what I said. Let me make sure you get the standard. Apostle is a sent one, right? Before they was apostles, they were disciples. Before they go, that's why you don't want everybody to get out there and teach and preach until they learn, you know what I'm talking about, until they understand, like you just did a while ago. You just came out the blue. My mind went nowhere on this here. You know what I'm talking about? And you go, and you're right, we did it in Sunday school yesterday, but my mind was on something totally different. But that's why when someone, now don't get me wrong, I know somebody's going to say something crazy, but that's why when we do this, you have to be ready. You have to be ready for anything come in, because we know this a broad ministry. You know what I'm talking about? And we're supposed to be able to help somebody when they come in, like you just did. You know what I'm talking about? And we want to let you know you on point. If you can hear me, you hearing some things right. You know what I'm talking about? And what you were saying was correct. You know what I'm talking about? Again, watch this here: the twelve tribes of Israel, and the 12 apostles. Right, you know, and when you looked at that, and you looked at the when you're talking about the furlongs, you know what I'm talking about, and how big this thing. This thing was over like 1,300 miles long. You know what I'm saying? And how big this city is going to be. You know what I'm talking about? And he started describing the when you look at the 140 cubits, that's 72 yards, man. You know what I'm talking about? And you start looking at it, and when everybody look at this, you draw your attention back when he's talking about the 144,000. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about how the people who've been redeemed is going to be in there, Revelation around about chapter 7. You're going to find out within. But it didn't stop there because you keep reading it. He said it's going to be more than you can count it. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what that man asked him, who are these who dressed in white robes? And the man said, "You know." He said, "You don't want." He said, "These are the one was in what? Who was in the tribulation?" You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm saying is, what John was seeing and John was explaining right there is because you was in chapter 21. Now we're getting into the end of that book, right? So now God is transitioning him to see something, to start looking at all the, since he was in Sunday school, to start seeing all the different stones, you know what I'm talking about? And each stone had its own color, you know what I'm talking about? And then seeing them stone have its own color, that's how it is when we get to see his face, right? You know how they've been around the 24 elders, right? It was 24 elders around the altar. It was some angels with seraphim with six wings on them. You know, every time the 24 elders bow down and they raise up, they see something different about Jesus and God, and they start praising them more. But these special stones that God allowed John to write and pen, they had their own unique color, right? So you can imagine all these different colors together, man, how that thing, you can decorate your house, right? You can have your best and put the right jewel up. You can put the right curtain up. You can have the right, vessels around your house, and it's not going to compare to what we see this New Jerusalem. I'm telling you, brother, I can imagine him looking at this. It was in so much awe, man. That's why when you really get close to the Lord, brother, another anybody, and once you get, he'll come to you and let you see some glimpse of him. Watch this here. His glimpse is not like looking at God, because no man can see God and live, right? But he might show you your loved one, and you see that loved one, and you see him so much, but there'd be something different about him, and God can be saying something through that loved one to you so you can feel his presence. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when John got to see all of this, man, he got to see it, and he penned it. You know what I'm talking about? If I can go back to it. He penned that, and he told him about these. He specified what was going to be there, you know, three gates on each one of these gates, right, in the south, the east, in the north, and the west. You hear what I said? The south, north, and east, and west. Each one of them had three gates, and all of them was of the tribe. The 12, there you go. And the 12 disciples. They named them.
Okay.
Right? That's what it was.
Each gate had a name, had one of their names on it. So that was a tribe.
That's it.
So,
that's it.
But in that city, in that one big city, all of them came together as one.
That's it. And what's saying that they all worship. You know, they was all worshiping him. They was all lifting up. There's going to be some things that we try to get everybody to do when they come over here. We try to get you all to praise God. We try to get you all on one accord. We try to have you guys be familiar with being together and stop being against each other. We try to come together on one accord, lifting up the of God, and if we do that, anything in your heart, I believe this. I'm going to be stupid right now. Anything in your heart is not out of God's will. You can get it. Help me, Holy Spirit. Watch what I said. Anything in your heart is not outside of God's will. You can get it. But I've learned something, Mr. Reverend Henry. I've learned something. God allowed some of that folly to get there to show you didn't need it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Be allowed a little bit of that to keep you understand that you really did need it. Somebody, I told somebody, it took me a little while, my old man told me something. He said, boy, that money you getting right there, he said, it ain't no good.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I ain't never seen no bad money. He said, you keep living. You know what I'm talking about? Not even with the dishonest money, even sometimes on these jobs, man, we hold on jobs and they run us down. You know what I'm talking about? You know, we hold these jobs and then we take it to our homes. You know what I'm talking about? That's why when you leave your job, you got to pray. You know what I'm talking about? You don't want to bring that to your wife, your husband, your kids.
Right.
You have to pray because these spirits transfer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So you don't want to go there. And I have myself, when I be talking now, I'm listening more to God than if I'm on a conversation with my wife. You know what I'm talking about? I start listening to God more. I start saying, no, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to do that. Have you ever been that real? Have you ever just been talking to yourself when you're talking to somebody? You just sitting there, I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to do that. Because I want to make peace. You know, I know it's going to sound kind when I'm finna say this. Man, it's all right to take the low route. It's all right to not always be right. It's all right to be say, man, let me pray about that. You know what I'm talking about? Don't give an answer if you don't know it. You know what I'm talking about? The brother came on a while ago just through the whole lesson somewhere because he was concerned about something. He was concerned about what 12 means. You know what I'm talking about? Why did God establish this 12? Because he made a promise that they're going to be a memorial about them. Remember that time, Reverend? They set them right there for the trial, and then they can remember. We still talking about them today. We still listen to what they have done. But don't put yourself all the way on just the tangible and materialistic thing there. But then when you see God, when you see his son, when you see the things he have bestowed for us, don't you know, brother, nothing, the scripture when you were talking about, we're going to be able to walk on street with gold? People think that's a game, man. People think that's a game.
The pearls in the gate.
That's stuff real.
Yeah.
That's stuff real, man.
It's still beautiful shit.
Yeah, we're going to get to see that, man. Come on with it, man.
He talked about that, and I want to say the angel was showing John some of stuff too, or the spirit. Angel.
Yeah, he did.
And it was just, I was trying to get a little bit of understanding. I think it messed me up when he said the apocalypse and the disciples. And I was trying to see what the same one,
The same one. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
But you was talking about when you went off there for a minute, and the preacher preached about love yesterday because he said, God is about love. The city is about love. The same city we talked about in Sunday school. To get there, you got to love everybody. He said, well, some people say, how can you love somebody that you don't like? If you can love, God put it in your heart to love everybody, even if they wrong you. And say, some people be mad at people, and people ain't never did that to them. He said, if you're God, you're supposed to love them. He said, you're supposed to pray about it and love them. He said, don't fight back just because they fight back at you. You continue to love in your heart. He said, what you do, you keep the love in your heart if you want to get to that city. That's what he talked about yesterday in the service. I just had that question this morning.
No, you good, man. That's what we do, man. You know, I ain't gonna lie. We got our brother. You know, he had someone pass in his family. You know, and I haven't gotten to step what's going on with that. But we want to lift him up. We talked about the brother who gave that beautiful offering for the ministry. You know, talking about no one forced him, no one told him. You know, put something in his heart. And we talk about them babies, man. Maybe not just in Texas, but all around the world, starting off the last 2 weeks or so, you know, going back to school, you know, so much going on in that too, you know. And we talked about the New Jerusalem that you wanted to present. Man, that's how the ministry is. We got to be ready at all times when people come with questions. We got to be ready at all times that whatever comes, we have to be able to adapt to it, you know. We're cool with that. If it was something we couldn't handle,
okay.
I know it's somebody out here can be able to handle, you know.
It just dawned on me. The New Jerusalem is heaven.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this here. Now, watch this here. Now, when you fix your mind on the New Jerusalem, what is it? Heaven and earth will pass away, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Been,
yes,
right?
Sir.
But my word will remain the same. He said, "This New Jerusalem is gonna come down like a tabernacle." You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? In this tabernacle, we look at it like right now, it's our sanctuary. You know what I'm talking about? And then when we look at it, it's our sanctuary. We look at it as God bring his spirit down. You know what I'm talking about? And his spirit is representation of him. You know what I'm talking about? But it's going to be a time that the spirit ain't going to come down. He going to come down. You know what I'm talking about? And he going to worship. We're going to be at our knees, prayerfully, that if you're there, that you made it in, right? But prayerfully, if you're not, you can get on board right now to do this here. But I want to tell you one thing. When that New Jerusalem come down, when he come down and then he come down into that church, and when that church be able to receive what he has for us, and that's going to be what he's going to say, "Well done, my faithful servant. You was over a few things, but now I'm going to make you over many." Come on up a little higher. That's what they tell us, Brother Nutty. And really don't get it twisted about this here, that he already got it already established. But it's on him when he's going to let this happen. He's not going to move until he says move, because people are looking for a tangible thing, right? God has visited us even in our dreams. You know what I'm talking about? God has showed us something in our dreams, you know, and showed us what he going to, same way, maybe not on the order of he gave John this time, but if you're in tune with God, God will show you some things right now that he's real. You know, all you got to do is get a closer walk with him. And I dare you to start trusting in it and start trusting in what you believe in, and he'll show you what he has in store for you. Because when we look at how, when you said the New Jerusalem, you know, talking about, and look what I'm saying, the New Jerusalem right now is what? The old Jerusalem is what? It's what they were reforming right now. You know what I'm talking about? You can go to Jerusalem right now. You know what I'm talking about? You can go visit Jerusalem right now. You know what I'm talking about? You can go over there where they're fighting and arguing right now. He's going to destroy that. He's going to destroy all of that. You know what I'm talking about? So when he come out with this tabernacle, that's what we're talking about, Brother Nutty. When he come down, when he bring that down, then you'll see something totally different, because John explained what's all in this thing, brother. He tell you what's all in this church.
Mm-hmm.
He told you just want to go
yeah,
in this church. Yeah. He explained it, but this ain't going to be in that New Jerusalem. So when you see it, you're going to say, "I read it, teaching it, help me, Holy Spirit." And God going to show us all things in that New Jerusalem. Because he said, "I'm coming back for a bride." You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He said what he said, Reverend. I'm coming back for a bride like the groom going to a bridegroom. And I'm gonna tell you something. Can you imagine when the babies get they get all decked down, the wives get decked down, Reverend? They're looking so good, you know what I'm talking about? They put their vests on,
mm-hmm.
they get the hair done, they get the face, and they get all the stuff to make them look so beautiful, right? And then the jewelry and the long gown, you know what I'm talking about? He said that's how he's getting the
right.
Ready. He's decking us out, right? And he's coming back for us just looking like a husband looking for his wife, you know. That's how he's going to come back for the
mm-hmm.
church. I know I'm right about
that's
it. I don't know about you. I don't know what it takes you to get on board. But I'll tell you, I'm glad I got on board the time or now, because I really believe we don't know the hour. We don't know the time when this thing going to happen. I do know one day he's been calling some of us on before he even did this here. He's bringing some of us to see him right now. There's some people leaving right today. You know what I'm talking about? Right at this hour. You know, it's something we still long for to see. But I'm going to tell you something. Mama there. Daddy there. Hey,
mm-hmm.
uncle there. Sisters and brothers there. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Loved ones there. Friends there. Boy, there ain't going to be no... I'm going to tell you something. I really believe people really actually think they're going to get that, they're going to get to be able to see that. I really believe it's going to be something totally different, man. He's going to inhabit all our praise. You're going to be able to sit there and say, "Hi, Mama." I know we tell you about that, yeah. But, boy, when you see Jesus, and you will see God. I just really believe it's just all the focus is going to be on them. Help me, Holy Spirit. I really believe that, man. I truly believe that, man. Brother Nutty.
Yes, sir. I thank you. I was just trying to get some understanding there.
You good? You good? I want to touch this before I get out of here, man. I want to touch this little. If you all right, brother? You really all right? You good?
Yes, sir.
I want to touch this before I go. Just a short little scripture before we go. Ephesians. I'm not gonna go. I ain't gonna hold you long with it. I just gonna touch it. And I'm gonna get out of here. Look what it says. It says in Ephesians 6. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, right? Which is the first commandment with promise. He said that it may be well with thee, and look what it said, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Now, I'm gonna do it again. I'm probably gonna have to revisit this tomorrow. I'm gonna do this again. He said, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right in the Lord." But this is the right. That's what he said. Look at it again, y'all. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise. He said that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Help me, Holy Spirit. And your father, look what he said now, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up. Bring them up, right? In the nature of admonition of the Lord. Watch this now. When we look at this here, when we see this here, these are the things we should give to our children. But I like how the writer Paul brought it back to us, that we shouldn't provoke our children too as well. You know, we always tell them to follow us and listen to us, but we shouldn't provoke them either. If we do, provoke in love. Help me, Holy Spirit. And that's what God wants us to do with our children that he give us. He wants us to teach them, but do it with meekness. Do it with love. There's a time when you got to correct your children, right? But don't do it with anger. Back up. If you really going to be really, really mad and you start beating that baby, that's where all this child abuse come from, you know. We call it, you know, talking about back that day. That was normal, they say. but now they call it child abuse. Let me tell you something, you know, and I tell you in a minute, they tell you, I'd rather beat you and kill you and let somebody out in the street do it, you know what I'm talking about? And I'm telling you, now, I ain't telling you to go out there and beat your child. I ain't telling you to go there and drag behind the truck or nothing like that. I ain't telling you not to feed them and all that. I'm telling you, you can discipline that child. You can discipline that child. When you discipline that child, you talk to that child, and you tell that child why you're doing it, and you show that child love while you're doing it. These are the things why I'm telling you and why we are talking right now, or why we have to do what we have to do to get you to understand. I don't want you out in them streets. I don't want you messing up. I want you to stay right here, and long as you're under my roof, these are the rules you got to abide by. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? So these are the things you got to instill into it. I've learned something, and they work too. Mothers then put the fear in us, right? You got to get your fear in them babies while they're young. Yeah, I see some kids cuss their parents out. Boy, I can't believe it. Oh, Lord Jesus. I see some kids fight their parents, you know what I'm talking about? The book just told me if you don't honor them, Brother Reverend Henry, he said if you honor them, your days are long on earth. I wonder why he said that, because you remember Marvin Gaye?
Yes, sir.
1983?
Yes, sir.
Marvin Gaye said,
yes, sir.
He went towards his daddy, and he had to go.
I'm
laughing, y'all, but it's the truth, though. You know?
That's the truth.
And I really believe that he didn't want to go that far, but his son took him that way. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard,
mm-hmm.
I brought you in this earth, I'll take you out? There's some parents that do that. You know, it was a time, I can't touch it right now, Red. Let me give this a little bit of a red. It was a time when you disobey your parents, they stoned you to death. They killed
That's
you.
Right. That's
they stoned
right.
you to death.
In
you know
life.
What I'm talking about? And I'm a firm believer. I'm not finna reward no bad child. I'm not going to do it. Y'all can pray for me on that one. Right now, you doing something bad. You out there doing what you're supposed to do, you're not finna get no car. You're not finna get no candy. You ain't finna get no McDonald's. You know, everything. I know you, sir. You're not going to take my money and spend my money and do what you want to do. You're going to listen to me.
Right, right.
You know, I ain't got to whip you all the time, but I'm going to tell you what you love. You ain't finna get it. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not rewarding no bad kids. I refuse
right,
that.
Right.
It's in my book. I look at my grandkids yesterday, Reverend. I look up yesterday, Reverend. They just spoiled. They won't get the Reverend. I wait for one of them to get two. But they said, no, I'll get him now. No, I'm going to get him when he's two. He might mess up. But I want some real bad, though. Because I want to get up on that arm. You know, I know we're supposed to love him. I know they're just
right.
Little babies, you know what I'm talking about? They're going to do some things, you know what I'm talking about? He crying up the stairs, and he want to come down, you know, like he can walk, like, you know what I'm talking about? And he cried when you won't let him go up there. I know that's fun and all that there, but we don't let him know. You can die from that. You can turn around like we've been in that house, that baby crying up the stairs and come down the stairs the wrong way, and then we didn't discipline that child. And then this is wrong. You know what I'm talking about? You don't go up these stairs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go down these stairs. You got to train them, man. You got to train them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cute. You know what I'm talking about? Let them be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, train them. Tell them what they do. Put your cup up in the kitchen. I'm going somewhere, Reverend. Put your cup in the kitchen. Don't leave it on the table. Clean off the table. Matter of fact, wash the dishes. You know, you got a dishwasher. I want you to wash them. You know, train them up. Ain't no wrong with that. You know what I'm talking about?
That's it.
You know, somebody, take some of that work off your mom. Your mom been working 12 hours, and she come home, she got to cook and clean, and Reverend Henry ain't did nothing. You know what I'm talking about? I told y'all when I leave this house, brother, nothing. I told y'all to have this house cleaned up. Now, don't try to clean up now. Did she start whooping you? You know what I'm talking about? Well, mama, we're going to do it, but when? You know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with punishing these kids. You don't have to whoop them all the time, but that do work sometimes. But but I'm trying to tell you, I refuse to bless and give some child, a bad child, something. You know what I'm talking about? Disobedient, won't listen to you. You have to train them to see it right. That's all right. Tough love is good. Now, I'm getting your father perspective now. Mother's perspective might be different. You might have a mother who might want to say something different. But I'm giving you my perspective as a father. I believe tough love is good. Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to leave that alone. You know, I was preaching one day, right? And, you know, when you get to talking about the certain things, Brother Nutty, it's hard to get a witness.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard
mm-hmm.
to get a witness. you get to talk about you can love the Lord. Oh, amen. You get to tell my love. You're going to get a check in the morning. Oh, amen. You get to tell the Lord to love you. Oh, amen. Then you get to tell him, God says, if you don't do thus, 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 you don't say, you hear nothing. You get a pin drop. It's hard to get a witness for it's hard to get a witness, man. Y'all help me, man. Let me pray for the. Y'all pray for me, man. That's all I have today, man. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's it, bro. That's all I got. Pray for him.
Yes,
open
yes,
the door,
sir.
For him, bro. If the door could be open, bro. Open the door for him, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're at the point of our service. You can play a part if your heart so desire. You can push the one if you never pushing it before. You can push the one button or open your oven. You can ask for prayer or comment on the lesson or say what's on your heart. Praise the Lord. We have a amen, a Martha sent in a legacy life. A legacy life. Lord, help me to pursue a life that is pleasing to you and honors your name. Live to leave a legacy with God's glory. Amen. Beautiful. Proverbs 22:1-16. A good name is more desirable than great riches. Proverbs 22:1. Oh, that's worth reading again. A good name is more desirable than great riches. Praise the Lord. A legacy of life and all she sends in. Is there hope? Is there hope? Matthew 28:1-10 and Matthew 28:6 says, he is not here, for he is risen as he said. Because he lived, we live. Because he did something for us that redeemed us, that we were able, hallelujah, to partake of some of these things that we live in this earth, hallelujah, because of God. We exist because of him, because he lived. We can face tomorrow because he lived, we live, because he made us and formed us. It is because of him. None we did up on our own, so we continue to give his name the praise and obedience is much better than blood sacrifice. When we obey, not only is this Ephesians for the children, but it's for the Christian as well. If we obey God, we honor him and his word, then we set ourselves up for blessings. But if we don't, just like when the children disobey, and they get punished. So when we as Christians, we disobey, we get punished. About the worst punishment we could get when we want to hear that yes so bad, but that yes have to be no. Why? Because of our disobedience. Because we haven't learned our lesson. I like how you said, Reb, you won't bless someone that's been disobedient. And it's a reason for that. You know, you don't reward wrongness. Oh, hallelujah. Because it's a necessity that we obey. It's a necessity. Just like you could be helping the Lord save your own life. Praise the Lord. Just by doing, obeying. Hallelujah. A soft answer, it'll turn away wrath. But if you don't obey that, you go running into a situation and not being humble, that things may not go like you expected. Oh, praise the Lord. But I'm so glad God gives us warning, gives us blessings, and gives us time and space even to repent. So we thank you. Thank you for this lesson today. Beautiful. Thank you for all the comments. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. All that we have done, allowed to experience this morning, God allows to experience. We thank him for as a privilege and even a blessing. So as we go to God in prayer, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God in heaven, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us. Lord, we want to tell you that we love you. We ask you to continue to forgive us for all sin, known and unknown. Father, bless us that we would be better servants for you. Thank you for all your heed, hallelujah, your warnings that you give. We pray that we have receptive spirits and we walk better and we open our hearts to your voice, our ears to your voice, open our hearts to your will and to your way. We thank you. Just want to pray for Father God, those that maybe going through transition period and the families, Father God, and those that have experienced loss of loved one here recently. We pray for them, Father God. One, we know our brother Mike, Father God, him and his family, we put them in your hands, Father. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, asking you, hallelujah, look on the hearts that are hurting and as you give strength. Hallelujah. You know just what each and every one needs. Father God, we ask you to have thine own way. Make our hearts comfortable. Send the comfort like you already said you would, Father God. And you already have done. Hallelujah. We make it known that we are aware that you have already comfort. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Just want to thank you for it. Continue to bless our children as they go, Father God, they enter into, hallelujah, school, Father God, bless them, cover them, keep them in the name of Jesus. Even let them be a light for someone, that someone may come to Christ. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it and we love you. Thank you for the message and the messenger on this day and all those that play the part. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you for it, Father God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
your glory, because of